Here with Hall of Fame trainer Bill Mott, who is in search of win number 5 in the Diana Stakes on Saturday afternoon. Of course, if he can win it for the 5th time, he will tie fellow Hall of Famer Elliott Birch for most wins in Diana history. And, Bill, it's been quite a ride for you, and this race has been pretty good to you. What is it about this race?
Well, I don't know. It seems like we've come up with fillies, and fillies or mares that time of year that have been coming into their own, and we have been blessed to have quite a number of good quality mares over the years, and after we've won it a couple times, it's always been fun to repeat the task, and we've had a number of horses that came back to do it.
You know, it's not just the Diana. This entire racetrack here, this area, Saratoga, is very special to you. You're what, a 10-time leading trainer here at Saratoga? Pretty special place.
Well, that's been in the past since there seems like there's some new sheriffs in town. But we've still done well here, and we've won a lot of races, and we've won, you know, the majority of the stakes races that they offer here over the years, and a few trainer titles. And but you know, the grade ones like the Diana, the Alabama, the Travers, those races are all very important races.
2005, I believe it was, your first win in the Diana, and it came with Sand Springs, the first of 3 consecutive wins in the race. Look back on that effort for me, and look back on that day.
Well, she was a filly that was very, very, she was very tough to train. She was very difficult. She was very challenging to train on a daily basis. Number one, she wanted to gallop too fast. She wanted to work too fast. And we actually thought that, you know, a mile and an eighth was probably stretching her, you know, as far as she wanted to go. But, you know, she just got the job done and ran very well. I mean, she was coming into good form at that time. And I believe she was probably coming off of a win. And she carried it on into the Diana.
Yeah, she did. And the next year you come back with Angara, also owned by the Sangster family stables, and another big performance that day.
Right. That was kind of a last-minute decision on her part. We went into the race not really planning on running her. And we had another filly in the race at that time. But it rained all night. And it started raining the day before, and it looked like the ground was going to be soft. And Angara was actually stabled down at Belmont. And I called him up, and we got her on a van at 3:30 in the morning and got her up here. And we ran her in the Diana, and she won. She ran a terrific race.
And you pull off the three-peat with My Typhoon the following year, and that one for Charlotte Weber in the Live Oak Plantation. Her only win in the Diana. It had to be pretty cool to hand her that trophy.
Right. Well, I believe My Typhoon was actually part of the entry that year when Angara ran. And, you know, as it so happened, My Typhoon doesn't like soft ground, and Angara did. So it turned out that way. But My Typhoon had her chance to win a grade one when she came back. She's a wonderfully bred filly, and the win was so very important for her.
One of my favorites was Proviso in 2010, and that was a horse that I know you got after Bobby Frankel passed away for Judmont Farms, and I think you rattled off, what, 3 or 4 grade ones in a row with her, and she was very impressive.
Yeah, I think she won maybe at least 4 grade ones that year, and she was very good. We started out in the Shoemaker Mile when she won in California, and she just continued on through the year. I guess her only disappointment the entire year was probably when she got beat in the Breeders' Cup, but she was a very good filly, and very, very, you know, she won from a mile to a mile and an eighth for us, and was a very consistent filly, a good filly, and as so many of the Judmont, you know, bred horses are.
I can remember being at Keeneland the year before for the Judmont Spinster when you beat Proviso. She was DQ'd. You had Mushka in there, and you beat her. Did you kind of feel like maybe you owed Judmont one?
Well, I thought it was a very good call the year before. I thought that was a great call when they took her down. But it was just sort of ironic that, you know, a few months later we wound up with Proviso. I mean, of course, it was, you know, to the disappointment of a lot of people that Bobby Frankel passed away, and I guess I was... You know, in that particular case, I was the lucky recipient of Proviso, and a very good horse, and somebody that, you know, a filly that was probably going to do good things for whoever trained her.
And of course, this year represented by My Miss Sophia and Lady Lara in the Diana.
Well, Lady Lara Sangster horse. I mean, she's had some really tough luck the last two starts. No pace to run at. I think she's a filly that needs some pace. And the mile and an eighth may hit her in the head. What do you think?
Well, I think so. I think exactly what you're saying. We've been running her over a flat mile, and I'm thinking that, you know, if she gets, you know, we should have firm ground and we should have a good pace to run at. She wants to drop back and make a big run, and hopefully this, you know, hopefully this will suit her.
My Miss Sophia, kind of the opposite, a horse with good tactical speed. How do you see her playing in this race?
Well, it's hard to know, really. It looks like Mr. Ramsey's put a rabbit in the race to help out Stephanie's kitten. I would imagine that they're going to probably send, you know, the other half of their entry and to ensure a good pace for Stephanie's kitten. I guess we'll have to work around with whatever, you know, the other half of their entry does. I don't know whether name's Grandma's Kitten or whatever it is, but you know, we'll just have to play it by ear depending on what they do with the other speed horse. I mean, we've got to figure that going into it that they're probably going to send the other horse, you know, so we'll just see what happens. Hello, this is Bill Mott. You're listening to Horse Racing Radio Network.